Hi, my name's Chris Smith, Shambles Guru on the interweb, and I'm here in North Thailand, in Chiang Mai, in February 2013, and I'm with the Chiang Mai Computer Group. Who don't follow their prompts, because then I was going to say, who are going to make some noise now so to prove to prove they're here. Pavlov would be proud. And I'm here with my victim, whose name is?
Stan.
And Stan has been a member of the Chiang Mai Computer Club for how long?
2 years.
Just 2 years?
Just 2 years, yeah. I think about 2 years, yeah.
Now, I've got a dilemma here, because I really want to interview Stan for at least an hour, because he's got so much experience. But this is going to only be 2 or 3 minutes long, so we can demonstrate the whole podcast making process. So, Stan, what is your claim to fame?
I was a luxury motor coach operator.
Does that have a funny acronym?
Yes, it is. LMO, yeah?
LMO?
LMO, yes. That's.
And what does that mean?
Luxury motor coach operator, yes.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does that mean? That means I drove professionally and drove anybody that hired us in million-dollar buses to travel around the country, North America.
So mainly the States?
States and Canada, yeah.
And give us some, can you drop a few names to let us know, so the sort of people that would ride in the back of your, I want to call it a bus, but you don't like that, do you?
No, it is. It's a bus, but it isn't a normal. It's more like a motorhome, a real high-class, deluxe, expensive motorhome. But I drove for Phil Collins, Elton John, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Crystal Gayle, Kenny Rogers, everybody on the planet, everybody you can think of just about, I was with. So Phil Collins and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Rush were my favorite people to be with. I'm asked that question a lot, who's my favorite? I drove George Clooney for a month, so he's a good guy too.
I'm not sure how to take that. I drove George Clooney for a month, right? It's that has connotations to it, right? Actually, that's amazing experience. And in a longer interview, I'd be interested in sort of some of the stories, the uncovered stories. But I'm gonna. Did you ever get a puncture? A tire go flat?
Oh yeah, I had a little bit of everything, and starting in 1980. We had buses that were cobbled together with baling wire and chewing gum, right up to in the late 90s, early 2000s, brand new coaches from the factories. When I started, you couldn't buy a shell. We called them shells, an empty bus. You couldn't buy it from the factory because Trailways and Greyhound had consumed so many of them. So we bought used buses and converted them ourselves.
Okay, so you're really a trailblazer at the beginning then, with these sort of homemade buses things, and now multi, are they expensive, these buses now?
Upwards of $1 million plus each, depending on the bus. I've been in buses that were $5 million.
U.S. dollars?
Correct.
Wow.
I started in a bus that was $20,000.
Right.
You know, it's like a hippie bus with bean bags and couches and ice chests.
Does any one of the artists stand out for you? Any one that you think back, that, or any particular incidents that happened that will always stick in your mind?
Good or bad?
Your choice.
Well, the worst experience I ever had was with Green Day.
Who?
Green Day, a group called Green Day. Yes. Yeah, they were very violent and very evil people.
There's one of the audience saying, can you speak up, please? Yes, speak up.
Yes, I can.
And the best experience?
Stevie Ray Vaughan was an absolute joy to drive and an incredible artist. And he was a nice guy, really nice guy. The biggest complaint I had with Stevie was I would be backstage, back doors, waiting for him to come out. The concert would finish at 11 o'clock at night, and he would either walk out the back door at 11:05 and we'd leave, or I'd have to go in the building and he'd be sitting with a janitor, talking to him about life, talking to him about getting his life together. Stevie was clean and dry when he died. So
amazing. I have to ask you, before we finish, because we've gone over time already, before we finish, I understand from what I read in the newspapers that all these groups that they always have groupies that follow them. So were you inundated with young women who would want to take the bus driver out for the night?
Never.
I have to tell you that it's fortunate that this isn't a video podcast, because he has this little smile on his face and he's chuckling away here on this. Stan, thanks for sharing your time and that, and one day we must do a longer one. Any last words?
No, thank you, Chris. It was a wonderful career, and I'm glad I retired.
Okay, thank you very much.